Now, from Hollywood, romance.
A fella finds a place he's always dreamed about settling down in, and the girl he's always dreamed about marrying, you'd think he'd be happier than a Mustang in a field of ripe oats. But it wasn't that easy with me.
So now, with Sam Edwards as Jeff and Jean Howell as Emily, we bring you transcribed John Dunkel's charming story, The Hired Man.
This sure ain't much of a road, is it, Jeff?
No, Sheriff, it ain't.
You'd think Elmer fixed it up a little, but he ain't much of a rancher. Ain't much for work of any kind.
The place don't look too bad, though.
Yeah, well, that's mostly Emily's doing. You wouldn't think a pretty little thing like her could do so much, even heavy work.
Ranching's too hard work for a girl.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it, and Elmer don't leave her much choice. He ain't worth a whole lot.
Why she put up with him?
Well, he ain't just a hired man, you know. He's her cousin. Guess she figures she has to look after him. But like I say, Elmer's better at brawling than working.
Like why we're here.
Uh-huh.
You think he'll give us any trouble, Sheriff?
Can't tell. If he's been drinking, maybe. If not, he ain't likely to.
Oh! Oh, a bad one. Smoke.
Well, what's the matter, son? You getting cold feet?
No, sir. I ain't afraid.
Oh, that's good. Just remember, you're the law now. You're the one wearing the badge and the gun.
Yes, sir. I'll try.
Sure, you'll get used to it. Make a darn good deputy before I'm through with you. Well, there's the house. Pretty little place, ain't it?
It sure is.
Any sign of Elmer? Might be back by the barn.
No, sir, I don't see him. There's Miss Emily coming out to meet us.
Uh-huh. You better let me do the talking, boy. Just keep your eyes open.
Yes, sir.
Well, afternoon, Emily.
What trouble's he gotten into now, Sheriff?
Well, now, Emily, how'd you know we didn't come out just to be neighborly?
What's he done, Sheriff?
He didn't tell you? No, of course not. Well, another brawl at the Silver Dollar last night, only this time it's more serious. Jim Haddock's in the hospital, all banged up. The charge is assault with a deadly weapon. He used a bar stool.
Well, that means jail, doesn't it? State penitentiary.
Afraid so, this time. It's his third offense. Not to mention all the times it was just disturbing the peace. Oh, I know, Elmer don't mean nothing by it. Why, Jim Haddock's one of his best friends. When he gets a snootful, well, a man like that shouldn't ought to touch the stuff.
He's not a criminal, Sheriff. He's just weak. The county jail is one thing, but the state penitentiary, it's not right.
Well, that ain't up to me, Emily. I just got to take him in. I'm sorry. Now, where is he?
I don't know, and I'm glad I don't. I wouldn't tell you if I did.
Oh, now, Emily, what's the good of that? After all, me and Jeff are only doing our duty. Oh, by the way, you know Jeff Kramer, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. We met at the square dance at Hathaway's a week ago Saturday. Remember, Miss Emily?
Do you need two grown bullies to arrest one poor, weak old man?
Well, now, Elmer may be poor, but he ain't that old, and he ain't at all weak, except when he wants to be. Besides, he's getting a little trigger-happy. You'll remember how he threatened me with that squirrel gun of his last time.
Maybe he should have used it.
Oh, now, Emily, you don't mean that. You're just upset. Now, where is he?
I told you I don't know.
We'll have to take a look around the place.
I can't stop you.
Yes'm. Come on, Jeff. We'll take a look at his room in the bunkhouse first. That girl sure got spunk.
Yeah. And she's even prettier when she gets mad.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's a fact, boy. A fact. Emily!
What do you want?
Mind stepping out here just a second?
Well, what is it? Did you find him?
No, but we did find a couple of his things. He took his squirrel gun, but no clothes. And he left a horse all tied up for shoeing. That means he left in a hurry and not very long ago. Probably seen us coming. That means he's probably up there on the hill in the brush somewhere, watching us right now.
Well, what do you expect me to do about it? Can't you two big, brave men go up and get him?
Not without dodging bullets from that squirrel gun. And that ain't my idea of a pleasant afternoon's work. Besides, Emily, we don't want to have to hurt Elmer.
Well, that's mighty considerate of you.
Anyway, this thing works both ways. We got him treed up there. He's going to have to come back down sooner or later. Probably sooner. It's getting cold, and it looks like rain. If the temperature don't drive him down, the rain might.
So?
So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave Jeff here to watch the place. With him here, Elmer won't chance it before dark. I'll go back to town, take care of some things, then come back out around supper time. That all right with you, Jeff?
Yes, sir, if you say so. But what'll I do if he comes down before?
Arrest him.
Squirrel gun and all?
You losing your taste for deputing?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. You'll manage. Anyway, he won't be down. Elmer ain't really anxious to use that gun, long as we don't prod him too much.
I don't suppose it matters if I'm not in the mood for entertaining Deputy Sheriff.
Oh, you don't need to entertain me none, Miss Emily. I won't be no bother to you.
Just see you don't hinder him none, Emily. He's the law, too, remember?
How could I forget?
All right, then. I'll see you both later.
Yes, sir. So long, Sheriff. Well, Miss Emily?
Well?
Sure nice out here.
Is it? Enjoy it, then. I got work to do.
Gosh, she's pretty.
We will return to romance and our story, The Hired Man, in just a moment. The fun's all yours on the full-hour Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. Served up by CBS Radio or most of these same stations tomorrow and every Sunday night. And now for the second act of Romance.
Mr. Kramer? Mr. Kramer?
Yes'm?
Come here. Come on over here.
Yes'm.
Well, don't just stand there. Come on in.
Yes'm. I don't know as I should.
It's all right. I asked you, didn't I?
Well, yes'm. I meant I have to keep watch.
Now, you can't see 10 feet in that rain anyway. And I couldn't stand it any longer, seeing you out there looking like a drowned cat. Any man that doesn't have sense enough to go into the barn or the bunkhouse.
I didn't think I ought. It's your property.
Oh, Mr. Kramer, you're too timid. Now, look at you. You're soaked. You'd like to catch pneumonia. Here, sit over by the stove.
I'm dripping the place up, ma'am.
Drip away. The floor's had worse. Now, sit there. Take off your mackinaw. I'll hang it up. Take off the boots.
Yes'm.
Give them to me. I'll put them over here next to the fire.
Oh, thank you, Miss Emily. I'm sure obliged.
Look at that. Your teeth are chattering. You're sure going to come down with a cold.
Oh, I guess that don't matter. I guess I can expect worse. It's all in the day's work.
What I can't understand is why a man like you, supposedly with some kind of a brain and a good enough body and some kind of ambition, I hope, would want to become a deputy sheriff in this county. I've got hot tea for you here.
I don't know. It's a job, that's all. I just got into town, and it's the only job I could find right off. Well, thank you, Miss Emily.
Drink it. And stop calling me Miss Emily. It makes me sound like a hatchet-faced old maid. My name's Miss Matthews or Emily. Take your choice. Now drink.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, sure it's hot, only way it'll do you any good. Go on, drink it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, if you don't want to be a deputy sheriff, then what do you want to be?
A rancher. I want my own ranch someday. Of course, it's only a dream,
but... How do you know you'd like ranching?
Well, I lived on one all my life, till my folks died, that is. We lost it then. I've been bumming around ever since, looking for the spot.
Why'd you settle here?
I think this is the spot. It's real pretty country. Yeah, maybe someday I can get me a spread around here. A little one, of course. Well, something like this.
You should have seen it when my dad was alive. It was a real ranch then.
Yes, I mean, it could be again. It could be a beauty, I can see that. All it needs is a little work. But, Elmer ain't doing you much good.
That's an understatement, all right.
What I can't understand is why you put up with him, even if he is your cousin.
Oh, I guess maybe because my dad always did. I feel sorry for him. He's not really responsible. But sometimes I wonder if maybe protecting him this way isn't, well, the worst thing for him. Now, maybe if he had to get out and stand on his own 2 feet...
It'd be good for him. Besides, then maybe you could get a real hired man and fix the place up.
Maybe.
And another thing, it ain't exactly proper, him and you living here alone on the place.
What?
Well, what's so funny, it ain't?
Why, Mr. Kramer, I didn't suspect you being so prim. Anyway, aside from our being cousins, have you ever seen Elmer?
No, only heard about him.
Well, he's gray-haired and practically toothless and anything but handsome. And he's a good 30 years older than me.
Oh, well, now that's different.
So you needn't worry about my reputation, Mr. Kramer.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to...
And besides, you can hardly talk. You haven't been in town a month, and already you're running around with that Myrtle Gates.
Well, I wouldn't say exactly running around. I mean, a fella has to... How do you know that, anyway?
If I didn't have eyes and ears, I'd have known it anyway. She always makes a play for any new man.
Well, now, I don't know. She seems like a nice girl to me.
Everyone to his own taste. It's no concern of mine.
I might have asked you to the dance last Saturday. I wanted to, only you acted like I wasn't alive.
Mr. Kramer, I don't throw myself at every handsome man who shows up around here.
Me? Handsome?
Don't you know you're handsome, Mr. Kramer?
Oh, heck no, Miss... Oh, Emily.
Well, then you're a fool. Now, drink that tea.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Em... I mean, Emily?
Well?
Would, will you go to the dance with me next Saturday?
A man who's going to arrest my cousin Elmer?
Oh, for God's sakes, I can't help that. That's my job.
Well, you ought to get a new one.
Will you?
Well, I might think of that.
Huh? All right, stranger, reach.
Well, what the... Who's...
Elmer, put that thing down.
You stay out of this now, Emily. I ain't going to let him take me. No, sir, not without a fight.
Elmer, close the door and put that gun down.
Not till he throws that .45 on the floor. I got to drop on you, mister.
Now, Elmer.
You heard me, buddy.
Yes, sir, I heard you.
All right, you're a smart boy. I'll just put that in my pocket for safekeeping.
Now, will you close the door? It's raining in.
Now,
mister, would you please point that squirrel gun somewhere else?
Well, all right. But now let me tell you something, boy. I ain't going to be cook. I'll fight to the last bullet.
Elmer Matthews, you've been drinking again.
How else in tarnation you think I keep from freezing to death up there on that there hill? Lucky I had a bottle.
Oh, Elmer.
You thought I wouldn't come down before dark, didn't you, boy? When I seen you come in, I had my chance.
Now, listen to me, Elmer. Do you realize what you've done this time?
I just had me a little friendly argument, that's all. A man can't hardly limber himself up no more nowadays.
You nearly killed Jim Haddock. He's in the hospital, seriously injured.
Jim? Old Jim?
And do you know what that means? It means a state penitentiary.
No. Em, you're joking with me.
I'm not. I wish I were.
Amy, I never meant nothing like that.
I know, Elmer, you never do. Maybe now you'll understand what this drinking can lead to.
Amy, I promise you.
Not me, Elmer, not anymore. Promise yourself, maybe that'll do some good. If it's not too late.
It ain't too late, I promise
Elmer, you. Elmer, this is Mr. Kramer, a deputy sheriff, come to arrest you. And the sheriff is coming back at supper time to pick you up.
Amy, the state penitentiary. Don't let him do that to me.
There's nothing I can do this time, Elmer. I'm afraid you'll have to take the consequences.
No. I won't let him do it to me. I'll kill him first.
Elmer, stop.
Hey, watch out with that thing.
Emily, get out of the way. I swear I'll kill him. I won't be took.
Elmer, stop. Do you realize what you're doing?
I tell you, I won't go to that penitentiary.
All right, then. I'll help you. One last time, I'll help you. But there's only one way. You got to get away from here and stay away for good.
All right. All right, anything you say, Emmy. But how?
Well, we'll lock him in the closet. And then I'll help you pack some things in a bag and drive you into the railroad station. We'll just have time to catch the 5 o'clock local.
Now, wait a minute, Emily. You're aiding and abetting the criminal to escape.
It doesn't matter. He's going to have his chance.
I can't let you do a thing.
Oh,
like...
you're as crazy as he is. That's a gun he's holding.
And I'll use it too, buddy. Now, get back there. Get back in the pantry cupboard.
But you
do like I say.
Do as he says, Jeff, please.
Okay, Emily.
Now, get in there.
You'll be sorry.
I'll let you out when I get back. It won't be long. Goodbye. Mr. Kramer?
Hello.
Oh. What are you doing down there?
Sitting. Just sitting. Conserving oxygen. I found it's better that way.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kramer. I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He was just drunk enough to shoot you. Don't you understand?
Mm-hmm. I also understand he got away.
Well, but what could I do?
Let's see if I can get up. Oh. You might have left me someplace where there was more room.
I am sorry. Oh, your head. What happened?
At one stage, I decided to try to get out. All I did was knock down a can of preserves or something onto my head.
Oh, it's cut.
Oh, it's nothing much.
Oh, here, let me wash it off. You just sit down there and let me take care of it for you. A wet cloth and... It'll feel much better.
Honest, it's nothing much. Feels all right.
I'll do it gently. There. And doesn't that feel better?
Mm-hmm.
It's not very big, but it's a nasty one. Maybe I'd better bandage it.
No, just keep the cloth there. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Emily?
Yes?
Your hand is so soft.
Is it?
You are very pretty.
Why, thank you, Jeff. You asked if I'd go to the dance Saturday. Do you still want me to go?
If you don't mind going with an unemployed deputy.
Unemployed?
Oh, I didn't want to be one anyway.
No. No, you'd make a much better rancher.
Maybe. I was hoping to keep the job till I made a little money for a down payment.
Jeff.
Hmm?
I was just thinking that...
Now, who could that be?
It's supper time.
Oh, yeah. Better let him in.
Yes. Come in, Sheriff.
Well, howdy, Emily. Nasty night. This sure ought to bring him down. Well, you two are cozy enough in here. Nice of you to let my boy come in out of the rain, Emily. Hey, what happened to you? Hey, what happened here? All right, out with it.
Sheriff,
I'll tell it. He came down and he got away. It was my fault, all of it.
Oh, no.
All of it. I let him get the jump on me, and he had the squirrel gun, and he would have shot me. Only Miss Emily saved my life. And he forced her to drive him to the railroad station, and by now he's got away.
I see.
I know it was pretty stupid of me, and it just proves that I was never cut out to be a deputy sheriff anyway. So I resigned. If you haven't already fired me.
Yeah, well, maybe that's best.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff, I helped Elmer get away.
Well, I suppose that was only to be expected, Emily.
But doesn't that mean I'm guilty of aiding and abetting
a criminal?
Uh-huh.
Well, now I'll tell you. It's a funny thing. I just been over to the hospital, and that Jim Haddock's a real character. He's a lot like Elmer. He finally come to this afternoon. He's going to be all right in a couple of days. Oh, he's got a constitution like iron. But you know, he absolutely refuses to prefer charges against Elmer. Swears he'll testify he hit first and it was self-defense on Elmer's part. So, we got nothing to hold Elmer on. I was just coming out to pick up Jeff and tell you to call Elmer down and put him to bed. But in a way, I suppose it's better this way. Maybe a lot better for everybody.
Oh, golly, Sheriff. Thank you.
Except for one thing, of course. You're going to be left here to take care of this ranch all alone.
Well, Sheriff, I think maybe I know the solution for that.
You do? Good. High time, too. Yeah. I'll be out in the car, Jeff, when you get your boots on. You two sure had an exciting day out here, didn't you?
Emily?
Yes, Jeff?
You'll be needing some help out there, and I...
But, Jeff... It would hardly be proper, would it, for me to have a man? Not even a relative.
But if he was a relative?
Why, then, of course, that would be all right.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard The Hired Man, specially written for Romance by John Dunkel, starring Sam Edwards as Jeff and Gene Howell as Emily. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear as the Sheriff and Joe Cranston as Elmer. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at the same time. Gene Autry uses $50,000 as bait to trap a killer tomorrow night on CBS Radio. The money for which the murder was committed becomes an agent for justice on The Gene Autry Show. It's one of Gene's most thrilling Western adventures. Don't miss it tomorrow night over most of these same stations when Gene Autry rides at the Star's address.
There's only one Jack Benny, and he's here Sunday nights on the CBS Radio Network.